Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Time for the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. 1 hour of the best and rarest in blues and rhythm and blues. For your listening pleasure. Well, here we are once more in the Keynote Club with that wonderful heady aroma of stale beer and cigarette smoke. And up on the stage, we have a young man, Sammy Myers, who's talking about his little girl. Sammy Myers getting us off to a good start with Little Girl, originally recorded by Bobby Robson for his Fire label, but unissued at the time. That was in 1961, came out later on various Japanese labels. Sammy Myers, great harmonica player, but not playing the harp there. Moose Walker on piano, and you may have noticed Elmore James on guitar. Okay, another Chicagoan coming up. This is Floyd Dixon.
Woman who always flirt and tense stand to see one in a real tight skirt call that movie. Yeah, that movie. Yeah, sure the dog's a pup. Tight skirts really crack me up. Well, the second thing I can't stand is a woman who begs. And can't stand to see one with some big fine legs call that movie. Ah, that movie. Well, it's sure the dog's a pup. Big legs really crack me up. Well, I hit on a chick trying to be funny. She said, don't waste my time if you don't have no money. Call that movie. Yes, you know money move her. She said, sure the dog's a pup. Dead presidents really cracked up. Tight dress for that movement. Ah, yeah, that movement. Well, it's sure the dog's a pup. Tight dress really cracked me up.
Vastly underrated pianist Floyd Dixon from Chicago, and that was Tight Skirts on 45. On the Swinging label, Swinging 626 from 1960. And a third in our trio of Chicagoans, this is Willie Williams and Wine-Headed Woman.
Straight as she can be. didn't swear my woman sued me.
Nice loping Chicago rhythm there. Pity about the ending, but they got there. That was Willie Williams and Wine-Headed Woman. And that was on another 45, Supreme 1001. Okay, well, I try to play rare and unusual records on this show, but the next track is certainly not rare. And it's Charlie Ryan, who occupies our rockabilly spot for this week, with Hot Rod Lincoln. It's Charlie Ryan and the Timberline Riders. This was originally recorded in 1955. It came out in 1957 on the 4-star label, 4-star 1733, and it made the Hot 100.
Well, you heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say I was a kid that was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up, but that Model A body makes it look like a pub. It's got 12 cylinders, uses them all with an overdrive. It just won't stall. It's got a four-barrel carb and dual exhaust, 411 gears, can really get lost. It's got safety tubes, and I'm not scared. The brakes are good, and the tires are fair. We left San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars were shining bright, everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill, we was passing cars like they were standing still. And all of a sudden, like a flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan had passed us by. A remark was made, there's a car for me, but by then the taillights are all you could see. Well, a fella's ripped me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. I took my foot off the gas, man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110, twist the speedometer cable off the end. I had my foot feet clear to the floor, said that's all there is, and there ain't no more. Went around a corner and I passed a truck, I whispered a prayer, just for luck. Fenders clicking, a guardrail post, the guys beside me were white as gold. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense, the telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines in the road just look like dots. Smoke was rolling out in the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and hoped I could pass, but when I did, I'd be short on gas. We went around a corner with the tires on the side, you could feel the tension. Man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly, and a Cadillac pulled over, let me go by. And all of a sudden, the rod started knocking, went down in a dip and started rocking. I look at my mirror and the red light was blinking. Cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me and put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking. You don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Charlie Ryan and Hot Rod Lincoln. I'm going to play an answer record to that later on in this program, so stick around. So from a track that was in the Hot 100 to our rare record spot, this probably didn't sell more than 100 copies, and it's very doubtful whether more than a handful of them are still around. It was brought out in 1934, middle of the Depression. This is Bluebird 5452, and it's the Mississippi Sheiks. That's Sam Chapman and Walter Vinson, I think, is the guitar player and vocalist on this. And it's Lonesome Grave Took My Baby. Cheerful, huh?
Thank you. mistletoe. Now don't you hear me talking, pretty mama, I sit and cry. Let's let the chase bell tone. That lonesome have called my baby. People at the church, I'm beginning to sing this mournful song. Now don't you hear me talking, pretty mama, these people at the church, I'm beginning to sing this mournful song. That lonesome grave have called my baby home.
Mississippi Sheiks was the collective name for a loose aggregation of musicians based around the Chapman family. That one had Walter Vincent on vocal and guitar, and I think Lonnie Chapman playing the fiddle. Lonesome Graves Took My Baby. Okay, let's listen to some jazz, some soul jazz. This is Les McCann, Les McCann Trio, and Burning Coal.
Thank you.
that was either a live recording or a very noisy record studio. That was Burning Coal, an Atlantic 45 2615, and that was from 1969. Oh, now, waiter, just come over here a moment. Would you bring another half pint for my friend Sonny Boy Williamson?
I'd rather be sloppy drunk than anything I know. Oh, you know, and I'd rather be sloppy drunk than anything I know. You know, and another half a pint, mama, you will see me go. Nine, I'd rather be sloppy drunk, a sifting from the can. You know, and I'd rather be sloppy drunk, sifting from the can. Nine, to be out in the street, running from the man. Because, oh, I'll bring me another half a pint. Because, I'll bring me another half a pint. Yes, I've got my habits on, and I really know I'm gonna raise the jam. And I'm gonna drink while I'm up, baby. I drank until I fall. And I wanna drink while I'm up, baby. Drank until I fall. Now if you want me to stop drinking whiskey, you ain't talking about nothing at all.
Well, now, there are a lot of Sonny Boy Williamsons, but that was the original, James Lee Williamson, the original Sonny Boy Williamson, great harmonica player, and a track from 1948, Bring Another Half a Pint, more popularly known, I think, now as Sloppy Drunk Blues. It was recorded just a few months before poor Sonny Boy was murdered with an ice pick, and that track was actually released posthumously. Sonny Boy Williamson and Square Walton, Bring Another Pint. Well, let's cheer ourselves up. This is Bobby Long. The pleasure is all mine.
You think I only want your money? You think I'm handing you a lie? Well, I am really willing and able to give my loving all the time. You don't have to beg me for my loving. Because the pleasure is all mine. I go for the little gifts you buy me. Your sweet love is oh so kind. If ever I won't, please don't deny me. If ever like yours is hard to find. You don't have to beg me for my loving. Because the pleasure is all mine. Now, baby, I go where you send me, and I come when you call. I need your love and not your money. you know what I like, that's why I love you. And if you never have a dime, be sure my sweet, fine, healthy baby, I can love you all the time. You don't have to beg me for my loving, because the pleasure is all mine. That's why I love you. And if you never have a dime, still my sweet, fine, healthy baby, and I can love you all the time. You don't have to beg me for my loving, because the pleasure is all mine. Oh,
pleasure is all mine, and indeed the pleasure is all ours. That was Bobby Long, not a very familiar name, but you might have recognized the guitar player. It was Wild Jimmy Sproul on guitar. That was from 1962 and was on the Everlast label, Everlast 45 5020. Well, let's move right along to the gospel spot, and this week it's the Mitchell Ayers Quintet from Los Angeles, and Lord, Will I Meet Them Again. Mitchell Ayers Quintet, and Lord, Will I Meet Them Again. Good, hard gospel sound. Well, in case you wondered, you're listening to the Keynote Club on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and up on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. If you'd like to stick around for the next half an hour, you'll hear another half an hour of great blues and rhythm and blues. But in the meantime, I have to leave you for these important messages, but I'll be back in a flash.
You're a man, so the world is on your shoulders. Stress. Something genetic inside you wants to kill things and then mate with them. Hi, I'm Jeremy St. Ives. Maybe you know me from the men's room with Baz and Jeremy. I'm going to show all you men out there a calmer, more loving path. At Male Aromatherapy Incorporated, we have the scents that will help men relax and travel to their childhood. Inhale deep and revisit that first summer romance under the bleachers with a cheerleader. Or in a tent with your scoutmaster. Mix and match scents such as chamomile shower, jasmine, Spanish donkey, college panties, tea tree teabagging, unspoken gay longing, mother's love, your aunt's breasts, and much, much more. Male Aromatherapy Incorporated. Inhale, exhale, repeat. You're metrosexual now.
Lee Allen, whose elegant tenor must have graced, I would think, thousands of great New Orleans R&B records throughout the 50s and 60s. A tremendous player. That came in on Top Rank in the UK, Top Rank JKR 8020 in 1959. That was called Beehive. Well, here's a fairly obscure performer. This is West Virginia Slim, real name Lucas Johnson, and only 16, but not the one you're thinking.
Thank you.
Well, that came out on Kent in 1970. That was West Virginia Slim and Only 16. You know, one of my all-time favorite of the independent record labels is Gold Band. Was based in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and run by Eddie Shuler. And in the early days, Eddie used to put out his own records on his own label. And Eddie's going to be at the star of the Cajun Spot this week. This is Eddie Shuler's All-Star Revelers and Jambalaya Boogie. Gold Band did a lot more than just put out Cajun records. There was a lot of rhythm and blues as well. But there you show the early antecedents of the label. That was from 1950, Gold Band 1016, Eddie Shuler, the owner, Eddie Shuler's All-Star Revelers and Jambalaya Boogie. Well, next up is Roosevelt Greer. Again, a name to conjure with, not very well known, but the tune is quite well known. It's Why Don't You Do Right.
You know you had a lot of money in 1952. Let other men make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like the other one do? Get out of here, girl. Get me some money too. And if you had a brief man a minute years ago, you wouldn't be wandering from my door to door. Why don't you do right like the other one do? Get me some money too. Now you sit there, you're wondering what it's all about. If you don't have no dough, you know I'm going to put you out. Why don't you do right like the other one do? Get out of here, girl. Get me some money too. Let it ride. Why don't you do right like the other one do? Get out of here, girl. Get me some money too. Get out of here, girl. Get me some money too. Get out of here, girl. Get me some money too.
That was the 1930s tune, Why Don't You Do Right? Brought up to date, at least by 1960, by Roosevelt Rosie Greer. And that was on A Records, 45A105.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Yes, folks, it's time to go and put the kettle on, unless you want to hear a really terrible record. This is the week's challenging record, and it's by the Deltones, and it is the answer to Hot Rod Lincoln. It's All I Have Left Is My Johnny's Hubcap. Take it away.
Please, Johnny, please. I don't want you to drag race. My Johnny, oh, how I loved him. But he was caught in a teenage trap. He couldn't turn down any drag race through town. And now all I have left is his hubcap. Please, Johnny, please, stay in my tender embrace. Please, Johnny, please, I don't want you to drag race. My Johnny, oh, I can see him coming round the last lap. Handsome and brave, if only he didn't wave, I'd have more of him left than his hubcap. Please, Johnny, please, stay in my tender embrace. Don't want you to drag race. My Johnny, oh, how I'll miss him. And though he and my dreams lay in scrap, I'll do what he'd expect and wear around my neck my Johnny's hubcap. Please, Johnny. Stay in my tender embrace. Please, Johnny, please. I don't want you to to drag race.
Johnny!
The Deltones and All I Have Left Is My Johnny's Hubcap. Well, moving swiftly along, the next track is another familiar title, My Baby Left Me, but not a familiar tune. It's B. Brown and his Rocking McVoots, and it's on Vest 827.
Well, I got a little story I want to tell everybody. I want to tell you people what my baby done, my baby. It was late one evening, about 5:30. My baby went and left me, took everything I've got. She left me worry, left me worry. Worry, baby, worry over you. If you leave your mind, well, to take my life, but you still left me worrying. Still left me worrying. Worry, baby, worry over you. But you still left me worry. Still left me worry. Worry, baby, worry over you.
From 1960, that was B. Brown and his Rocking McVoots, and My Baby Left Me. And next up is Big John Greer, a great tenor player and also a fine singer. This is Ride Pretty Baby, and John here is accompanied by the Dewdroppers.
On.
Ride,
well, I'm going to see my baby, got my car all full of gas.
Ride,
well, I'm going to see my baby, got my car all full of gas.
Ride,
I'm going to cruise with my baby just as long as gas will last.
Ride,
yes, we're going to ride,
we'll be right back.
I need.
Ride, ride, ride.
And we're gonna ride, 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 ride all night long.
Ride, ride, ride.
That was recorded in 1953, but sounds surprisingly modern to my ears. Anyway, that was on RCA 475269. Ride Pretty Baby with Big John Greer. And next up is James Snooky Pryor, a great harmonica player and a really nice guy. I had the privilege of playing and recording with him on many occasions, but this is one that was recorded a little before my time in 1956, Judgment Day.
Judgment Day, your time's run out now, you can't stay. Screaming and crying, you got to go. But love is ain't Peter, won't you hold that door? A year's some coming, a year's some coming, a year's some coming, you'll lag my timing on. Die you can bury me deep, but tombstone women that my head and feet. You fold my arm, they cross my chest. You tell my friend that I'm gone to bed. For you some coming, for you some coming, yes I'm coming. Well, like my timing long. Sorry that you treat me like a slave. There's no one to take my place. You gonna cry your blues away. Oh yes, I'm coming. Oh yes, I'm coming. Yes, I'm coming. You'll lag my timing long.
Throughout most of his life, Snooky Pryor worked as a master carpenter, but he found time to develop a really great harmonica style, and it was a fun guy to be with. That was on VJ215, dated from 1956, and it was Judgment Day. Well, do you remember the Kinsey Report about sexual practices in America? Well, if you do, then you might like this track. It's by Big Duke Henderson, who was from LA, and this is on Flare 1018, and it's Hey Dr. Kinsey.
Hey Dr. Kinsey, I read your report. Now I'm mad at all the women, and I'm gonna drag mine to court. So won't you tell me, what am I gonna do? I'm in a heck of a lot of trouble, man, and it's all because of you. You said girls are painting before they were 15. I think the amount was 3%. I got one darn near 50. She wants only one chip. Now tell me, Dr. Kinsey, can that report be true? Well, my eyes have been opened, man, many thanks to you. You said 34% love from 2 to 5 men, and 13% love from 6 to 10. Now enlighten me, Dr. Kinsey. Man, how long has this job been going on, huh? Just think of all the poor men that have been done wrong. 26% of married women before they were 40 years old have been unfaithful to their husbands. At least that's what I've been told. Now tell me, Dr. Kinsey, man, just what is the cause of it all, huh? Well, the report that you've given, a man is beaten before he falls. Now 83% will live true to their mate. 17% just wouldn't even think about going straight. Of that 17% that went off on the deep end was mostly because they were accommodating a friend. Now tell me, Dr. Kinsey, what am I gonna do? Well, the percentages against me, guess I'll just continue.
Duke Henderson and Hey Dr. Kinsey. Are one of those statistics are right? Well, you've been listening to the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall, on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org, where all the previous Keynote Clubs are podcast. I must leave you now, and I'm going to sign off with Roy Brown, New Orleans Shouter. This is on Deluxe 1154. It was from 1948 when Roy was doing his best work. If you listen carefully, you'll hear Professor Longhair on piano, Dave Bartholomew on trumpet, and Whose Hat Is That? Bye for now.